It does suggest that there's been a sea change in attitudes and that people are really getting the environmental message. The researchers had difficulty getting to the nub of this problem, because if you asked people, should people be free to fly around as much as they choose, basically most people would say yes to that, because they get in their heads a question about freedom and should the government step in and stop them. But then if you add the rider, should they be free to do it even though it does damage to the environment, people think, oh God, what am I meant to think, and they swing the other way. So the majority overwhelmingly goes to say no, people shouldn't have freedom to damage the environment. So what the researchers did was to try and get a question which was a bit more neutral, and to ask, well, would you be prepared yourself to pay significantly more to fly to reduce the impact of environmental damage? And it's that, the answer to that question, which has been changing quite sharply over the last 4 or 5 years. A few years ago, hardly anybody agreed with that. Now half the people agree and only a quarter disagree. So the balance is saying, OK, we're up for this.
What does this suggest about the way the public might view the government's recent decision to expand London's Heathrow Airport?
Well, I think ministers, when they made that decision, perhaps weren't really taking account of people's changing views. I think that this, although the issues aren't exactly the same, this suggests that that people are up for environmental change, up for reducing air travel, up for paying more for their own air travel, and might look quite sceptically about proposals for expanding Heathrow.
And this should embolden and encourage our politicians to be brave in their policy making on the environment.
I think so. Both in Britain and in the EU, they have been talking about putting on airport taxes. They've been talking about changing the tax from the per person in the plane to per plane, so that empty planes aren't encouraged to fly around the place. There is a move to it, and I think there was a fear among the politicians that although they needed to do that to hit environmental targets, to reduce carbon emissions, that the people wouldn't let them get away with it. Well, this is actually suggesting, okay, guys, the people will let you get away with it. Get on with it.
Now, the British Social Attitudes Survey did ask this sample of 4,000 people about a range of issues. What else did they find out?
Masses of stuff. I was interested in the increasing popularity of the NHS, which has really been recovering dramatically since 1997, but more particularly since the year 2000. It had a big reduction in popularity in the period going through the Thatcher and Major years. It's recovered back to where it was in 1984. Interestingly, GPs are still the most popular part of the service. People rate outpatients very highly now that they have to wait less long and get more choice. They're beginning to get a few more questions about the quality and safety of inpatients. And if the NHS, as it gradually runs towards the end of the period of huge increase in spending, if it is to actually carry on getting the patient satisfaction, it needs to tackle that. And also dentists, they're the least popular bit of the NHS, because in some parts of the country, it's so hard to get one.